Lys's feathered fly sparkled in the sunlight before it dropped lightly onto the thrashing surface of Weeping Creek. Planting her feet, Lys pulled back on the rod.
"Don't yank on it," her brother Adrian whispered. "Let it come to you on the current. Mayflies don't swim."
"Maybe mine do," Lys retorted.
"If you want to pull it along, you should use a streamer fly," Adrian said. He reached for his carry bag.
"I have one that you might—" "Would you stop bossing me around?"
Adrian was 13, only 2 years older than Lys, so he didn't have to act like an expert on everything, even if he was.
"You stop yelling or you'll scare the fish," Adrian said, reaching for her rod.
Trying to avoid his questing hand, she stepped back from the water's edge. Her foot slipped on a loose rock and she landed hard on her backside.
"Blood and bones,"
she swore, rubbing her tailbone. Adrian collapsed beside her on the riverbank, helpless with laughter. Lys would have punched him, but then she realized that it was the first time she'd heard him laugh since their sister Hannah died. Still, she needed something to laugh about, too, so she pushed him into the creek. He surfaced, sputtering, but still laughing, his head sleek as an otter's. He reached the shore with a few quick strokes, he was an expert on swimming too, and hauled himself up on the bank.
"Well," he gasped, "we may as well quit fishing. By now there's no trout within miles of here."
"Does that mean we have to eat dried venison again?"
"I'm not the one who scared the fish."
Lys struggled to control her temper. That came hard. Her mother, the queen, always told her to think before she spoke, but thinking always seemed to happen after. Her older brother was different. It was nearly impossible to start an argument with him. Their father always said that Adrian had a long fuse. Once lit, though, it smoldered on forever. There was no putting it out. Never, ever. They lay on their backs, side by side, squinting against the late summer sun that filtered through the shivering aspen leaves overhead. Adrian was shivering, too, and Lys felt a flicker of guilt. It wasn't his fault their sister Hannah was dead, and her life was in shambles.
"I don't want to go back," Lys said.
Adrian grunted in reply.
"I'm serious. We could stay up here and live off the land."
"Guess it'd have to be the land. We'd better not rely on fishing."
"I'm good with a bow," Lys said. "Dahl says so. And you know all the plants and where to find them. We could build our own lodge before the snows fall, or move into the ruins down there."
She waved toward Queen Court Vale below.
"We could call it Lodge of the Exiles."
Adrian closed his eyes and breathed out a long, shuddery breath. She could see the lines of pain in his face. They both needed to get away. She just had to convince him of it. Sitting up, Lys pulled her journal from her own carry bag and wrote the name down, Lodge of the Exiles. Then sketched it, a crude rendering of the broken summer palace, smoke curling from the twin chimneys, with the two of them looking out of the windows. Nudging her brother, she thrust the journal toward him. He usually admired her stories and drawings, but this time he shook his head.
"How long do you think it would take for the clans to find us?"
"Until they do, somebody else will have to be queen."
"Somebody else is queen. Our mother isn't going anywhere. You won't even be named Princess Eyre until your 16th name day. That's 5 years away."
"But once I start walking that path, there'll be no turning back, or to either side."
She paused, eyeing him.
"Why can't we have a king once in a while?"
"If you're thinking of me, the answer is no,"
Adrian said, giving up on ignoring her. He scooted into a sitting position and rested his back against an aspen tree.